Never gonna get to them then. Did you have any more thoughts about this here?
Well, what is
the weekend that we're going on? Do you remember? In October.
I
did talk to you about it. I gave you a little leaflet. If you're interested, you and your husband or whatever. It's a weekend we're booking. We're all going together. There's about 60 odd of us at the moment. In October. But we're booking now so that we're in It's in Leicestershire. And
does this give me all the information?
That gives you bits and bobs about it, and that's the booking form. I don't know if you've had one before, but there you go. But it should be really fun. Lots of people have all booked up. And there's somebody I was sitting behind you, and I thought, oh, I wonder if they'd like to come, because we get to know each other so much better on the weekend like
that. You remember, you said Josh on here, Josh. I'm sorry I didn't come to that, you know, the swimming.
That's all right, don't worry.
Not just because I got pretty sure, but my daughter was there. She said, oh.
Is that your daughter-in-law?
Yeah, that's my daughter-in-law. And she said, it's a bit grubby there, grubby bald. And I said, no. She goes to the Lees in the lunchtime now. But I've got to skate this morning. Yeah, just giving me all the stick. Strange enough, you get this refer page. So I'm told, I didn't know it. So I said, the strange thing about the hip is it's all down the leg and in the knee, you know. But I can swim, and that's because
that's a good thing.
But it's just getting started, you know, because Gerald's like swimming.
Oh, you'd have ended up.
I think it's the weather. I think once we make, we go to this, try the knees and the lunch break. When the kids are at school, it'd be quiet for us.
It will.
And we'll have the little one, because the boys will be at school. We've got the granddaughter then. The other day, and we met the boys from school.
Over on this here board over here, there's some pictures of this place where we're going. Let me interest you.
Well, I'm trying to get Gerald to go on. You're not on the electoral roll.
Oh, you don't need to be clever.
You don't have to be clever, you just have to fill in a form, and that gives you the right to vote here for our church council. Because we've got the AGM in 2 weeks' time. We're voting for all these people up here. You just come along.
Fill in the form.
You find out what we're doing with all the money, and you find out who's doing what and who's doing, you know. It's quite exciting, really.
You're going to show me something. Excuse me a minute.
We're confusing them now.
I know. It's too much for me.
This is where we're going in October, alright? We're taking over a couple of places in Leicestershire, and we're going on a coach, so you don't have to worry. And it will be really rather jolly. We have this little holiday, you see, together, and we sort of have some teaching together. It's just a weekend, go on a Friday afternoon, Friday night, five-ish. And come back on a Sunday afternoon.
You've been before?
Well, we've never been in this place before, but we've been on a similar do. Well, we have all sorts of things organised. You see, some special people are coming to do some Christian teaching for us, you know, so there'll be some of that. Yeah. And then there's going to be silly things like walks, you know,
games.
And lots of and lots of fun activities for people. And there'll be sort of trips out, you know, to the locality, and you know, and you get to know people. That's basically it. And you can relax in these amazing little sitting rooms.
If I go over there and I show you something. Showing this. No, I'm not. You see, everything, I won't go with things, especially now since he's retired. I don't want to go without him.
Well, you tell him. We want him here. We don't want to just you. We can offer you, you know, nice twin room. Twin room.
First time once he was retired, it was beautiful.
Okay, look, see, I didn't tell you on that one. Wait a minute. Look at the price. Old age pensioner, that would be it, wouldn't it? Retired.
That's it, yes. Yeah.
£30 to go, see? £30, that's £60 for the whole weekend in bed, breakfast, evening meal, the lot.
In that beautiful place.
And you'll get a separate room to yourself.
A separate room.
Yeah, twin room. All in. Now come on, get yourself organised. Book yourself in and let me know. Bossy is the word.
No, good for me. Only thing she's good for me, but get out of breath.
Well,
because they're in where the lakes are, you know.
Oh, right.
I think she's been climbing. I think soon as you got to know them, I've got...
When you got little things.
Yeah. I know, I've never been to since, I mean, when it was in the back, I thought, well, I don't know, you get used to it, you adapt yourself to it. Since it hit me in there, I noticed a different part. I said, yeah, I'm limping. I don't want to limp. You know, and I said, you said, no, you're not limping. But sometimes I feel as though I am, you know, it's a pain.
No, you can't tell. I wouldn't know, unless you
said. Sit down to my table now, I'm not sure.
Hello, we're here again. It's all right, don't worry about it.
She's taping it on, she holds it against you, you see, so you'll find out blackmail that has come to you.
It's all to do with language in the 1990s, do you? And this man came to the door and he wants me to hold belt to just have a tape recorder on conversations just throughout the week. Okay? So he's getting all sorts of rubbish going in there, which is interesting. And it's all to do with you know, the Chamber of Dictionary people and the
Do you get a free dictionary at the end?
No, I get a free £25 worth of Marks and Spencer's gift vouchers, which is just
bribery and corruption.
We've got two chambers 20th
century. I do anything for money and chocolate.
See, we've got two 20th century.
All right.
Yeah, one of them's so worn out that the pages are all stuck in with sellotape.
Actually, it must be quite interesting to see the development of language as time goes on.
Well,
it'd be interesting in the year 2090 to look back and see what we used to do in the 1990s.
I should be around then.
Well, you won't be around, but it'll be fascinating because you'll be recorded for life, June, sitting on here. It varies considerably. We can have 8, we can have 2, 15. Why? How much do you want us to have?
No, it's right, because Hannah's been baptised first Sunday in April and she wants to do something.
Right.
She said, oh, you know, can I invite a couple of friends? Can I invite sort of, you know, people back for lunch? But when it's sort of the list, I mean, because I'd only do it, I'm not bothered, but it's sort of, you know, all the pathfinders and then, well, I've got to have sort of these adults as well, I mean, you included. And, I mean, it's a bit, it's got a bit ridiculous.
It's a bit long, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, I mean, it's her sort of
thing. Should I have the whole of her? Why should I have the whole of her?
And at home, I mean, I say food-wise, it's easier because you can have spares
in
the fridge. Yes, on the day. On the day. First Sunday in April. On the Sunday.
I know that.
Is it the 5th?
Yeah.
Whatever. Can you be a Pathfinder leader on the Sunday? No, I mean, no, can you tell me that if you can... I don't know if she would actually, when it comes to it, like every single be the group.
It'd be nice if she invited most of them.
Well, perhaps not.
Actually, it's quite a cosy group, so they probably know each other quite well now.
Tell me about the
food.
Yeah.
Sort of the edgy drink, you know.
Yes, I mean, that would be like, then there's your sort of Lords and Helens and that
would be. Oh, you more than she was, certainly. Telling us all about her mum and dad when they were talking. And then how she talked to her mother about it, how he helped her.
Well, vaguely.
Are they moving to Bromsgrove to be with someone else?
I don't know, I mean, I don't know.
She's still going to school in Kidderminster.
But perhaps she doesn't want to change till she'll be going to middle school. So whether they think, well, for those last 6 months, there's commuted to Bromsgrove. I think I'd be, I don't know.
There are only 6 in this school, isn't there? There are only 15.
I said 6.
Well, they're really nice. chaos with Christian being sick and one thing or another.
So
turned out really nice. Yeah, both of us were supposed to be doing it for us. So I grabbed Mary and said, come with me. Halfway through the talk, said, why are you doing all the talking, Doc? I'm not Mary. I said, because she's supposed to be Andy. Oh, said. So Mary had a job to do and she wasn't sort of till the end. We were going to split into two groups because normally we have this terrible trouble with like Paul and Helen and people being really with it. And the sort of roof upwards, and then down below, kind of, you know, Christopher's and Laura's and Kirsten's in this world. None of them turned up today, so we all stuck together.
Can you really claim that because you understood that to Pathfinders?
Because you'll feel it.
Because, have it not pumped, but at school it really hits her because it's unfortunate. She was put in a third year, she's only in a third year now, but she was in a third year class last year.
Who else is there with her in there?
Oh, there's actually two of the brownies now attached to her, right?
That's three.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it really hit her this year. We felt quite disgruntled that I really hit her at all. But I mean, last year.
What did she say? Oh, she's going to look wet. Like, we're talking about reading the Bible and how tricky it is to wet and such as well. She said, ironically, the question that I had last September, I've still not finished it. It's really funny. So we had a laugh. I said, well, these ones are dead easy because when you won't be up, she said, day one, day two, you can do three on one day. And don't do
she's done 4 days.
I'd rather read on my two-even hand, rather than,
I suppose because they're doing that at school, they come home, they'd rather snuggle up in bed with a book, you know, or listen to psalms, she loves poetry, you hear her chanting psalms at the top of it. I love the awful song, I think she took a fancy to, I forgot that being in good, that, you know, she really relates, you know. As they do, because it's going to hit particularly this year, that it didn't help. She was in a third year class, and she was always, she's now in the top of that, even though she's only in second year, top of the group. Therefore, you know, she's not repeating work, but I mean, the project things.
I know what you mean.
She starts not happening anymore to children, then, because this testing, they've got to, a school now test time, they've got to sit them.
But they do have to take them to the next
step. I mean, yeah. Well, she's sort of done a double third year, and we're a bit sort of.
There are advantages to that. There's a lot of disadvantages.
I mean, I'm glad she's September up and an August back. I hated her to have gone.
Well, I'm glad that my children, because both mine are like that, September and October. And it just means that they can relax, you know, about work and everything, because you know, a million times ahead.
Got an extra,
yeah. Got time to
I mean, it was even worse for Hannah, because she, when she did up a third year, there was only four of them. So when this class came up, she'd been with the class back in nursery, and when she was put into this, you know, did a double third year, because they go upstairs for third and fourth year, and they really do lose contact with classes below. She didn't know anybody in the class hardly. I mean, she made friends, but they weren't a close friends. It was pretty hard on the case of work-wise, it was better for 2 years ahead, but not friendship-wise.
Friends mean such a lot, don't they, by that age?
AC was one of them.
Oh, right. We've got Emma and Bally, but she's still not got it yet.
Oh, yeah,
she's got to do it to her today. We had it 2 weeks ago.
Yes, and they were away 2 weeks
ago. They're away because they're going to be away another 2 weeks. So when she'll get this Bally, I don't know. We've talked to Bally about it. Shame. There we go.
I think it's nice to present to the church.
Oh, I don't
give them skimming. But in case she's got one there which she wanted, so they would share.
Oh, yes, I don't feel she's deprived in any way. It's just something nice to do with everybody. Just tell Alex it's floating about somewhere. It's
getting funny.
Oh, dear. You think Ian will be there?
Yeah. I think Ian will be there.
Your clothes are in here, some of them. Yes. Seem to have clothes scattered everywhere in this house at the moment.
Yeah. This is a busy day.
It is a busy day.
Oh! How's the business?
What's that, love?
It's this.
Yeah, we don't need that today. We don't need that till Friday, so it's okay. No. How are you doing, love? Have you been to the toilet, Christopher?
It's the same one. It's got money in. It's got money in. I haven't played it. I haven't played this.
No. No, it's a bit difficult for you, that one. We could try to play it one day when you play with me and we play against Christopher. Right this minute now, because it's 9:15 already and we need to be getting going to school, considering we weren't going 5 minutes ago and now we are. Do you feel alright still?
Yeah.
Does it? Do you think it might be best if we stayed at home today? What do you think, Christopher?
I want to go out.
I know you do. You're fine, aren't you? Oh, we haven't got you any socks. Nip upstairs and get you some socks. If you're feeling okay, look, you have a get started on those and then I'll help you give a quick change. Pardon? Your tummy hurts. Right. Well, listen. I think he will have a day off today because he certainly wasn't very well yesterday. And then go again the day after. Pardon?
Not me.
Not you. What? Have a day off?
No.
No, because you're all right, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Is that okay? We'll give it to Miss today.
He's going to go to school. Thank him, bro. Having lunch.
It's true. Tomorrow is Mummy's birthday.
You can't have your bag because it's in your drawers.
Oh, right. Come on then.
It's only one drawer.
All right. Don't tell me any secrets, will you?
It's a secret.
Right, well, don't tell me.
What did he say?
He's talking about bags in drawers so far, so that's all right.
I'm still hurting.
You've been very good. You're still hurting, aren't you?
Nothing.
I think we'll have a quiet day today between us. What about this library story time? Are you capable of getting to the library, Christopher? So we take Timothy to the story time and then you stay with me and we potter around the shops and the little library. Actually, that'd be quite good because that'd be nice to see whether you can get out and about without queuing over. Then you can come home and have a rest when you've been. Yeah.
We're going to get Skulk.
To school, you mean? I thought we might just keep an eye open for Margaret walking up the road. We can
tell.
If we see her walking up the road, we can tell her, and if we don't, we'll give him a ring later on.
Oh!
Here you go, Army.
That's James!
Is it? Oh, I thought it was James. We could tell James. Give them a message at school. So is somebody singing and dancing?
No.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I just saw my picture.
Did you where?
It's not in my guitar.
No. Where
it's
is it then?
Probably
on the floor somewhere, it usually is. Come on, pop an arm in here.
We found our bag!
I don't think we'd lost it, had we?
No! Come it on. Is on the floor!
What bag's that for?
Well, we took mum's and toddler tea towels in it on Thursday.
I went there. Then we will be with the church. I went to Scramblers.
Yes, you did. That was yesterday when we went to church and Scramblers. But Christopher didn't go to Explorers because he wasn't very well, was he?
Explorers.
yours.
Yeah, we didn't want you being sick in there.
And
thank
you,
you
went because
home.
It's a good job I went home because I got sick at home.
You didn't, did you?
It's not in here. It's not in the guitar.
Good. And then you went worse again in the afternoon, didn't you?
It's not in the guitar. Oh, I think it's rattling over
it
here.
Have a nice quiet day today. There's a little bit of a snag because I don't quite know what we're going to do about all these children that like to go to the library. We usually have them all in the car.
Where's my plectrum now?
I don't know where your plectrum is. I expect it's on the floor somewhere waiting for my Hoover to get it.
No! I want it for my guitar.
It's all right. I'll keep my eyes open and if I see it, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, I will just sing it. Have to mind me because I have to go on the floor.
Right, have you done your teeth this morning, Sunshine?
I haven't.
You haven't. Right, we'll go and do yours then we'll know it's done.
He has them.
Yes, he has. He's just been up there to do them because he thought he might be going to school. Now he's decided he's not, so we'll put school clothes away again. It's all very tricky to know, isn't it, whether to go or not. Because it's a bit of an exhausting day if you don't feel too well.
Mom, why did you bring some more clothes?
I didn't. These are yesterday's. Yesterday's from when you lay down on there.
I'm gonna see where's my picture.
Have we seen Margaret coming along yet?
I've not seen her.
No, I'm tired. You keep your eyes open, see if you can see her. Will you see her from down there? Tim, you'd like to come do your teeth? Please?
Not yet.
What's her name? I bet her mum called it up when she was a little baby. James, we're glad you've come because could you give them a message? Because Christopher's not very well. Yeah.
Okay.
He was sick yesterday and he's sort of all right this morning, but I think we ought to keep him off today because they go a bit funny. So I'm sorry about that, but I'm glad you called.
No.
That's nice. Can you remember to tell Mrs. Freer that Christopher's not very well? He'll be back tomorrow. He's not dying. Bye.
Mummy, it's a rubbish day.
It is a rubbish day. We ought to get on and...
Yeah! I'm going to tell him it's a rubbish day. I'll show you.
And
look,
show me.
Look.
No, they're I always late. They don't come usually now till about midday. At one point they started to come really early, didn't they? I'll have to go around and empty the rubbish bins. There you are, look. Do you think you could go upstairs and do your teeth, dear? Because you've still not done them.
No,
I collect them at lunchtime, usually. Well, just before lunch. By the time we get back for our lunch, we're okay, usually. What noise? It's me whirring away here.
What's that noise, Mum?
That's you playing the guitar.
Is it that guitar? It's Jesus loving!
That's nice. Jesus loving, very wonderful. Very wonderful. Right, Tim, watch my lips. Please could you go upstairs and clean your teeth?
Do you need me upstairs, or can you manage? Because I've got the brush down for you.
Brush down here?
No, down off the holder. It's on the sink ready, with the toothpaste on it. Can you manage?
You can.
You need me, do you? Up we go then.
Lift me.
Lift you? That's pathetic. I'll hold your hand.
Wrong way. Ah! I was going to the toilet.
I know, you're as scatty as mummy you are. You need to go to the toilet. Right, let's go then. You did, yes. Good. Right, can we get these teeth done now, do you think? What's that now?
This.
I think so. It's in our family at the moment. It's just the pocket, really. Let's turn it around a bit. See if it has. It's just the way it is, I'm afraid. See if we can open it up and spread it out a bit. How's that?
I've done that today, but I didn't have it like that.
See if there's any rubbish in the bins, shall we? These fairly recently, it's not too bad. A lot's in that one. Tip that one into there. There we are. All trees lose their leaves.
What kind of leaves? What leaves never ever?
Well, they just sort of drop off when they die and then grow some new ones. But they don't drop them all off like all some of the other trees do in the autumn. They don't sort of do it all together.
They can come up, but it's nicer when they do come up.
Yeah, that's true. And it all looks very fresh in the spring. Hello. You can't walk. You hold my hand, it'll help. I don't want to hold my hand.
No.
Oh. How about your teddy? Let's see if he can walk. Is he asleep? Oh, yes. We'll have to have a look on the way down the path for buds. It should be coming now because it's nearly spring. Well, it is spring really.
It's not winter.
Well, it's supposed to be officially winter until the 21st, which is soon. It's 15th at the moment. 6 days. But spring is really just when new things begin to grow, and they're definitely beginning to grow now. I like it when it's people's birthdays too. Doesn't matter whether it's yours or somebody else's, it's just fun, isn't it? Right.
No, but when it's somebody else's,
I quite like it when it's somebody else's, I must say. Mind you, I shall enjoy mine tomorrow.
Yes. But when it's not your birthday and you go to somebody's birthday, but they
might
give you a bag.
No, that's true. Not sure you'll get a bag at my party tomorrow. Oh, there's a dustbin then. Teddy's sad.
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
Oh, he does look sad, doesn't he? We'll have to cheer him up a bit. It is a dustbin man. She's not come to our road yet.
We all live in this house.
Oh, a ladybird. Christopher's found a ladybird, look, walking along the fence.
Yeah.
Sweet, isn't she? How many legs? Supposed to be six, I think. Three at each side. And then there's some feelers and things knocking about at the front.
Yes, there's three.
Wait!
How many spots then?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Seven spots? I don't know. They'll walk up your nose if you get that close. The lady. Morning. Ladybird is what the excitement's about. The ladybird is what the excitement's about. Oh, no. Come on. It's quite warm out, isn't it?
It's warm.
Everyone, only the people who are foolish enough to say that.
It's nice to get some pictures.
Yeah. Oh, look, somebody's chopped a daffodil head off.
Where?
Here, look. Sad.
What?
I see it in the grass.
Oh,
I think somebody's picked it and thrown it down. Why is water there and not here? Probably it's not dried up over there, but it has here. Well, lots of things dry up water, don't they? The sunshine dries it up. And sometimes it depends on what it's, how deep it is, as to whether it dries up. Boo. No, love, it's not lunchtime. You're hungry. I think you must be getting better myself. You didn't eat anything yesterday, did you, except half a hot crust bun, which is a funny thing to eat, but never mind. You fell asleep. You did, you went fast asleep. You ate your hot crust bun and then you fell fast asleep on the city.
Who? Oh, hi. Are you alright?
Your head hurts. Oh dear. I thought that might happen as we got a bit nearer to the library. Well, not to worry, because we're nearly there, so we can have a sit down. We can sit down and have a rest, and we'll pop in the chemist and get some more Calpol because we're running out. And a dose of Calpol will sort you out, and a nice rest when we get home. Good job you didn't go to school after all, isn't it? Good job you didn't go to school after all. If you'd have run round in the playground, you'd have been shattered. Chit. Oops, too late.
What's that bin?
I don't know. It's a bin.
Oh, why is the bin over there?
I don't know. It looks like it's got some grit in it for when it gets icy. You're supposed to be able to put the grit down here. Teddy's still sad. I don't know what you're going to do to cheer him up. You have to give him lots of love. Did you have another dream? What was that? A funny one this time, or a scary one?
It was a dream that Mrs. Pierce was there again.
Mrs. Pierce? Yeah. What did Mrs. Pierce do?
It was the morning
when everything was set off.
Oh, I see. And what did she do? Was it a nice day? Everything goes funny. Sometimes in dreams everything goes most peculiar, doesn't it?
But it wasn't very bad.
No, it was quite a pleasant dream. Sometimes dreams are quite pleasant. You think, oh, I like that dream, I'd like that one again. It never quite works out like that.
No, because you forget it and you don't get it.
That's right.
Because when you remember it, it might come again. Because then you remember it and it starts to come a bit true, doesn't it?
Well, I don't think they come true, really. It just sort of feels real. Sometimes you can wake up and you think, oh, that was very real. And then when you think about it, you think, oh, that was most odd. Couldn't possibly have been real. I think the night was full of dreams for all sorts of people last night.
But, Mummy, it was one funny thing. I thought that I was at school then.
And really, you were in bed.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're not very well and you get very, very hot, you get funny dreams. I think you had a very funny dream in the middle of last night, didn't you? Do you remember? You were very frightened. We had to get you up, read you a story, have a cuddle, put the light on.
I couldn't remember when I got it.
It was something like 2:30 in the morning. Anyway, it didn't matter because you were very good and you went back to sleep again in the end. And then you didn't wake up till after Daddy had gone to work this morning.
No, because then I just looked, and all I was doing was I woke up and I was looking at the ABC TV.
Oh, right.
And then I looked at the curtains and they were and then I looked at the clock and it had gone past.
Didn't matter. We were glad you had a good long sleep because it makes you feel better when you sleep well. Now what is Timothy doing, may we ask? Oh dear. Come on, or else you miss the story. It's nearly time. Only 2 minutes to go. Right, come on then. What are you doing? Well, walk round. Well, you did it the other day, but then you didn't have a teddy in your hand, did you? I'll hold a teddy. And down again. All right now.
I've done it!
There you go. Oh, no, I don't know what they're doing there, do you?
They're doing it there.
Well, they're digging everywhere around here at the moment. They're supposed to be giving us a facelift and wardrobe. Somebody's got a bit sad.
You don't stop behaving yourself, I'm gonna belt you.
Doesn't seem to be anybody here now. Hold this. You want me to hold the teddy? And take your coat off. I don't know where they all are. They've all disappeared. Why does it say what? I don't know. There you go, look with Rosie. She's ready, look. We'll worry about our books in a minute. And take the teddy. So you can cheer him up. There you are, have a finger. Oh, can you see the lady, look? Have a nice time. Don't forget to cheer that teddy up, it's all sad. I've got a big poorly boy. Well, he was poorly yesterday, he was sort of sick, and we didn't know whether he was going to make it or not today. So he's half with us today. We thought we'd come for a little walk and see how we went. Says he's got a headache, so we'll have to go and stop up on the cow pole and then we'll be here.
Yes. We had a very poorly boy over the
weekend. Oh, did you? Ian. Did he get hopped and feverish and sick? Oh, well, it was the same thing then.
Yeah.
Well, that's encouraging.
And Grandad had a look at his ears, but he just had...
Of course, Grandad knows all about these things.
Well, Ian said his ear was hurting, you see. So.
Yeah, Christopher said everything was hurting, basically. Yeah. So we just dosed him up on Calpol and he slept most of yesterday afternoon.
He was sleeping and he was really miserable.
And in the night, we woke up in ridiculous dreams and goodness knows what.
So we went out on them.
He was absolutely terrified at 2 in the morning. We went to have a story and relax.
I thought it was sort of my library book's gone down the back of my cupboard, Mummy.
No, we had that. And from Tim, we had.
Why have you taken the ribbons out of your hair, Mummy? Which ribbons?
We had something about blue machines with Tim. Most odd.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he hasn't been sick.
No. Ian was almost sick all over duvets. I'd just taken back from the dry cleaners.
And it costs a bomb to have a duvet dry cleaned. Oh, thank you very much. Sorry, I was just standing here gassing. Now then, do you think we can make it to the post box? Let's go and have a try, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we'd do it in the fresh air rather than in the car, because it just means a bit of fun. Oh yes, attached here. You've just had yourself taped, by the way. And this man turned up Friday afternoon after I got home. You know how I'm very susceptible to these market research tips. And It's all to do with language in the 1990s. It's going to be transcribed for posterity and used to see the change and development of language, and the dictionary people are all interested. So I have to tape myself conversing with people for a week, which is all very entertaining. And sometimes I sort of make a mess and switch it off a long time. Things like that, but I'm sure they'll sort it out. I presume that's why it's for a week, you know? Yeah. Out of 20 tapes, surely there'll be one that's decent worth transcribing. Oh dear. We'll make our way down to the post box first and then we'll come back and get bits and pieces on the way, Christopher. Goes through phases of being quite boisterous, yeah, and then other times of being pathetic, so I thought we would give school a miss today. Yeah. Well, Tim's only been, you know, it sounds like Ian's had the full works and we've had semi-works followed by just a pathetic little effort, really, from Tim. And Martin's been all right, has he, then?
It's just a little bit hot, isn't it? Not really.
I wonder what it was. Did Grandad have any words of wisdom on the matter?
I mean, Ian woke up, he fell asleep on Sunday, like Mum and Dad used to tea, and he woke up, took his trousers off, his legs were bright red. Yeah. I think it's his teeth. Yeah. No, I'm really swollen looking, but he called there. Grandad, give a look at
Ian's legs. We just sort of stuck cold flannels all over them and cooled them down.
Yeah.
Seemed to be the only thing to do.
Yeah, really. A little while.
Yep. Bye. Usually they leave the dog tied up somewhere while they go round the shops. Oh right, near the library. Do you want to pop that in the post box? That's for Granny and Grandpa. Pardon?